Hello, this is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State Strategic Communications. We're going to talk Wichita State softball today with pitching coach Ryan Stefankiewicz. The Shockers are well into fall practice. They have two scrimmages this weekend, Saturday against Avila, Sunday against Crowder College, both at Wilkins Stadium. Ryan, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Let's get right into the pitching first. I think it'd be interesting to talk a little bit about how you assemble a staff, how you go out in recruiting. Softball, obviously, pitchers are really important. They can throw a whole lot in a week. They can really tip the balance of a schedule. Tell us a little bit about what's the approach, what are you looking for, and how do you strategize going out and filling a pitching staff?
Well, you try and get pitchers to do different things. So mainly in softball, you have two types of pitchers. Well, you have three types of pitchers. Pitchers that go up, pitchers that go down, and then pitchers that kind of go side to side. I tend to avoid the pitchers that go side to side. I like vertical pitchers. So ideally you have a good mix of kids that'll go up and a good mix of kids that'll go down. And so you kind of build off that, and then you've got your studs or aces that, you know, are your workhorses, and then you try and build around that. And each school tends to have one ace, and then you kind of go from there. And if you don't have an ace, you kind of have to piece together games where it's, you know, it's three or four innings for this kid, three or four innings for that kid. So it just kind of depends on the recruiting cycle and where you're at. Because it's hard to, if you have two aces on your staff, it's hard to keep those kids happy. Not many schools can keep those two of those types of kids happy. So you try and build your staff that way, and that you want different looks. If I've got Lang coming in the first four innings and she's going up for the most part, maybe I bring Bingham in the last two or three innings and she's going down. So I've got the batter's eyes up for four innings, and then I get the batter's eyes down for the last three innings. And that's a tough adjustment for hitters in the middle of a game.
Is the recruiting competition for a great third baseman or great center fielder different than the recruiting competition for a great pitcher?
Yeah, because I feel like there's more development, I feel like, at positions. So, you know, we can develop. We might take a shortstop that played travel ball at short and make her a third baseman. You know, you're not going to take a first baseman and make her a pitcher. So there's less development in that. There's less room, wiggle room, you know. I can take an outfielder and make her a first baseman for a season. We've done it before here. But you're not going to take somebody that caught their whole career and turn into a pitcher. So pitchers are very honed in and very, it's such a refined skill that the competition for the really good ones is pretty steep.
Are there particular things you look for when you go out and you're watching tournaments, you're evaluating?
Yeah, I look for swings and misses. That's probably the most important thing I look for. If you're getting swings and misses, your ball is doing something. That's number one thing I chart. And then number two is a changeup. It's hard to teach changeups. You know, when we get them, they're 19 years old. And if you don't have a dominant changeup by the time you're 19 or 20, the odds of you developing one in those 3 or 4 years is pretty slim. You can develop a serviceable changeup, but there's a difference between a serviceable changeup and a dominant changeup.
Why is that changeup so important, and why is it so difficult to develop?
Well, like in baseball, they throw three speeds. You know, you got your fastball, your slider, or curveball, and then changeup. So they've got three definite speeds. In softball, we tend to only throw two speeds. You know, we throw our hard stuff, and then we throw a true change. So our only timing mechanism, our only defense mechanism as pitchers for messing with hitters' timing is the true change. For the most part, some girls have a little off-speed this or an off-speed that. But so if you want to be great, you've got to mess with hitters' timing. And to do that, changeup is your best way of doing that. And if you have a great one of those and hitters have to think about it in all counts, it's a lot harder to hit than if you can sit hard stuff in certain counts.
No question who Wichita State's number one pitcher is going into this season. Bailey Lang, a transfer from Northern Iowa, had a really good junior season here at Wichita State last spring. She was especially strong over the last month or so, was just really good in the NCAA regionals against Oklahoma State and against Arkansas. Take us through her season last year a little bit, the adjustment, and what kind of happened to really get her in a good groove over that last few weeks of the season.
Well, I think she had a, not tough adjustment, but it was definitely an adjustment. At UNI, she didn't throw a ton, and then she came here and was the ace, and she was, I mean, I don't know the exact stat, but she probably threw 70% of our innings last year. You know, so that's a big workload change for her. So I think early on in the season, I think she struggled a little bit with that. And then as we got midway into the season, she was better with it. And by the end of the season, she wanted the ball, and the team wanted her to have the ball. And when she had the ball, we were a pretty darn good softball team. And, you know, that last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, she and I had a talk in the bullpen one day. She was motivated by the chance to pitch at regionals, on television. And when she saw that getting closer, I think she found a different gear and it clicked. And I mean, that last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, she was pretty tough to hit.
How will she be used this fall? You've got eight scrimmages set up. What kind of action will Bailey Lang see?
She'll get her innings here and there, you know. She's going to get 4 innings on Sunday against Crowder, I know. We've not looked much past that. We're not going to ride her too hard. You know, she'll pitch against our hitters because I feel like she's probably the best pitcher our hitters will also face all fall. So she'll get some work in there. We're trying to figure out who wants the ball behind her. So we're going to kind of use a fall for that right now. So she'll get her work in, but it might be somewhat more against our hitters than it is against some of the fall hitters that we'll see.
Yeah, the fall schedule is set up in large part to get not just the new pitchers, but a lot of the new players some experience. Wichita State's playing Kansas, Oklahoma State playing some Division I opponents. How does it set up as far as developing the rest of the staff besides Bailey?
That's what we're going to find out, is who develops behind Bailey and who can handle the innings and the pressure. And, you know, the nice thing about playing KU and Oklahoma State is that we're going to get to see what our pitchers and hitters can do against legitimate Division I talent, which isn't something you get to do a ton in the fall when you play a lot of JUCOs. So we're going to see who can step up and who can get outs against quality hitters. And whoever can get outs against quality hitters, you know, and also we'll do it in practice against our own hitters, but the girls that can get outs this fall will probably have a leg up going into January when we come back of being the number two.
Take us through those candidates for number two. Give us a little snapshot of what they've done this fall and where they're progressing.
Well, you've got Caitlin Bingham, who's a sophomore from Oklahoma, and, you know, she's mostly down, and, you know, she's got to get a little more consistent. When she throws strikes, she's hard to hit. But throwing strikes at times has been a problem, I guess you'd say. And she's worked hard on a changeup this offseason. That was kind of her goal over the summer. So if she can have those two things, I think she'll be really good. We got a transfer named Aaron McDonald from Louisiana Tech, who's got a chance to spin the ball pretty tight, make it move. So I'm interested to see what she can do. Then you got Haley Martinez. She's going to try and keep the ball down. You know, she doesn't throw as hard as everybody else, but her thing is she keeps teams off balance, you know, for 3 or 4 innings, and sometimes that's all you need. You know, you can get 4 quality innings out of a team, and if your offense does its job, you can go into the 5th inning up a few runs. But Haley's worked hard at keeping the ball down and mixing speeds a little more. Kenzie Weber's the same thing. She's similar to Bingham and Martinez. She keeps it down, but she throws pretty hard. Her big thing is developing an off-speed pitch, like we talked about. She's got to develop a more dominant off-speed pitch. And then Neely Herring is going to throw a little bit for us this fall, and we'll see kind of where she's at in the rotation.
When you're done with fall practices, at what point in your plan do you want to be? Is there much, you know, change that maybe happen in the spring, or do you want to be pretty locked in on what the plan is when you're done with the fall?
It evolves, you know, what our pitching rotation is in February, the first 2 or 3 weeks out, may be different than when we get to the conference play in March. Because, you know, that's what we use non-conference for, too, is who's going to step up there also. It's nice in the fall, but the nice things for us, we get a couple weeks of non-conference games to see who wants the ball. Because, you know, we're going to have tournaments where we play 5 games in 3 days. So people are going to have to throw to get that many innings done. And whoever steps up in those roles is kind of who we'll start to lean on when games start mattering more and more as we get later in the season.
Shocker softball starting in fall scrimmage schedule, Saturday against Avila, Sunday against Crowder College, both at Wilkins Stadiums. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.